Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well With Anahila, the Labour List MP based in Papakura. Well, today we are speaking with Bev Adair and she's going to share what Kura Connect does in Papakura. So Bev, kia ora and welcome to Well With Anahila.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you for having me. It's a real privilege.
No, thank you for coming here. So Bev, what we are going to do is we're just going to have a little conversation about yourself and then we'll ask you what Kura Connect does and then you can share anything and everything you'd like to share with us. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, me? I'm a nana. Mm-hmm. I have passionate about the rangatahi of Aotearoa. Mm-hmm. I have been a child and youth advocate for 30 years now, spoken in 12 countries, and also have used, for me, having been the co-director and director of New Zealand Street Dance, have used hip-hop community and hip-hop culture to reach our young people, and I've used the creative arts. So I have been working in the entertainment and the music industry in production, looked after Stan Walker for 6.5 years and done consulting with a lot of our artists. And I do a lot of PR and artist management, artist liaison, and now, you know, created some workshops. I've done event management in quite a few countries.
Oh. So it's a mixture. You're in Papakura.
I am in Papakura. Totally.
Fantastic. Totally. So can we expect Stan to be in Papakura now and then?
I'm sure of his passing, but not far away. We have Swiss and Tree. We have quite a the one thing we do have is incredible talent. I actually am looking forward to seeing what we do have in Papakura, and part of what we're doing under what I'm working there now is to find those gems.
Yes, yes. Mm. So it's been a while since we've had someone from Kura Connect here, so it'd probably be a good opportunity just to remind everyone, remind our listeners, what is Kura Connect and what does Kura Connect do?
Well, Kura Connect actually is a collective of organisations in Papakura who live and breathe Papakura and who have a heartbeat for the rangatahi and their future, and especially for the whānau that's based there, and they're all flying in their own areas, you know, with CLM, communities, ACC. There's a real collection, you know, the Community Crime Watch, some incredible, what I call, committed community leaders that have all collectively get together. What can we do? Mm. What can we do collectively to turn things around and build a stronger platform for the rangatahi of Papakura? Mm. We're actually one-eyed. It is about Papakura for Papakura by Papakura. So everything we do, and in that we have developed along with Touch New Zealand.
Yeah.
And Touch New Zealand with Sandy Hackett, who's the partnership lady there. And because sport is one of those amazing vehicles, really, that bring a community together, and certainly for us to keep our young people actively engaged and including the whole family in those engagements. So Kura Connect in itself is creating activations that... you know, that's inclusive for there. And it's been really... And the combination of all the codes, you know, the sporting codes to come in. So there's a lot of really positive community aspirations and especially connection with our young people, and even more so the community together, because it takes all of us to bring the positive change that we're all looking for.
Definitely, definitely. So in terms of rangatahi, are you working... with the local schools?
Yes, yes. That just brings me to the other with Planet Youth, which will at some stage be rolled out, which is a it's an Icelandic model of community driven engaging to bring down the stats for alcohol and drug related using once again using activations, but this one here is actually driven from the community. So with the rangatahi in Papakura, and when things are signed off, because it has to have direction, we are actually seriously about talking with the rangatahi, which we have with the local high school. Papakura High School is second to none. Seriously, the quality of leadership in Papakura High School is of the highest calibre. And look, honestly, I've done 15 countries. I've worked, Hungary government flew me up to be with the youth minister there, looking at everything they've got there and around Europe. And I am here in Papakura, and I am watching and listening to teachers. There's a DP Kelly who lives and breathes this. Thank you. And she is of the highest calibre. In fact, I haven't met anybody, and the actual kaupapa within that school is a vibrant, incredible place to learn and grow, and it's exciting to be around there. And with our Planet Youth initiatives, we are actually listening to the Year 11s. We've done surveys with them, and so the whole point is professional development, personal development within there. So around our table is to have representatives of our youth leaders there, plus from the amazing things that are happening at the corner under Vince's leadership. What a thrill it's been for me to actually get to know them and work with the rangatahi that are in there. And I do media training, which I've had the privilege of doing some workshops with them to get them up to speed. They're learning that, and this is their practical outcoming. So, yeah, the rangatahi, I feel, I really honestly feel blessed to have met them, listened to them, and just watch the space, because there's some exciting things that are going to come out of that with the leadership, and also with the Youth Council. And there's a Papakura stand up and be proud is all I'm going to say, because
There are fantastic people in Papakura. There was so much you shared in that.
And Papakura is...
And I think what we'll do is we'll just unpack what you've just said.
Thank you.
Okay, because there's so much you...
Oh, really?
You mentioned Planet Youth.
Yes.
And then you also mentioned the corner.
Yes.
Then you mentioned Papakura Youth. And, of course, you talked about the awesome leadership in Papakura High School.
Yes.
Which is just fantastic. Tell us about Planet... Let's just unpack that. So tell us about Planet Youth...
as much as I can, and I can share.
That you can share about
can
Planet
I share?
Youth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me just say, Planet Youth for me, after 30 years of working in the community with youth at risk, I'm excited about this particular program because it is it's based on knowledge, evidence based. It has. Great solid wraparounds of delivery. And
you didn't mention Icelandic, did
yes,
I?
Yes, it's Icelandic. I'll actually send you.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah. It's an Icelandic program. It's actually been mentioned by Sir Peter Gluckman. It's in the top 10 of effective programs in the world. Yes, I'm in regular contact with them as we unpackage this. And it is a collaboration and a co-design between what the youth are saying, how they're feeling, what they're doing, and also with the drug and alcohol aspect. We're working with New Zealand Drug Foundation, ACC, Touch New Zealand on that particular issue. But just to give it a nutshell, is you do a survey with youth. It's an anonymous one where they are able to be open up front of where they're really at, what's really going on in their world. And then from that, the information gets disseminated. And this is where I'm really grateful to Kelly from the high school who has led that alongside with me. And 'cause my role is actually the Papakura Planet Youth Papakura Project
Planet
Coordinate.
Youth Project Coordinate.
That's the role that I actually have. And
so how did this come about, Beth?
Well, you mean for me to get it?
The program because
the program was initiated, as I say, from the core. Of these organisations.
Yes, Kura Connect. Yeah.
Kura Connect. Kura Connect. It came into being because of Kura Connect.
Kura Connect, yeah.
They are the ones that saw this program, looked at it, did their due diligence with it, and they had the foresight to actually see it for what it is, yes, and put their hand, and also to have the DHBs and like the powers that be look at it and to get confidence that this is. And I really pay huge tribute to the cornerstone of Kia Ora Connect that they saw that and embraced it. Now yes, it's the what does this look like going out this way?
So it's your role now to make sure that it happens.
With everybody else.
With everybody else, but to coordinate that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So if I was a young person or a parent listening to our conversation today,
yes,
and I want to get involved but don't know how, how do I get involved?
Oh, with Planet Youth, we are yet to put those comms out. But I tell you what, if anybody's really listening, they are very, I'm very happy for them to email me. And then when we have what I call our comms in regards to this at this present point.
What's that email, Bev?
Oh, it's just, even if it's just Bev. I do have a Planet Youth one, and I'm sorry you've caught me on the hop because we're not rolling this out. But if they want to, they could just send it to bev@bevadare.org.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I will get the official one to you. As I say, we're still rolling these things out. But if they, this is going to be a great platform.
Definitely.
And it's listening. It just get it really clear. It's not somebody coming in and placing it on. Mm-hmm. This is actually generated. And once again, I go back to Kelly and the high school and the youth leaders that are in there, and also, you know, Vince at the corner, with the corner creative in Papakura, and to the youth council, to KAYD. There's a group that we're all listening to to get. But mostly what we're listening to is that our rangatahi and their voices heard. We're going to use sport, the creative arts, and social recreation, and out of that we will develop something along with the leadership from the young people in Papakura.
That's great, because what we'll do is we'll have you back once it's set up,
yeah,
and maybe a couple of young people just to share.
Oh, how exciting. It's worked. Yeah. Oh, you know, totally. And like, thank you for that, because it is actually about them and their voice and their leadership. And for me personally, I just want the young people to realise that the value that they bring, and that's their hometown, and to be proud of it. And if it's not looking like you want it, how do we go about changing that? Because there's a lot of gems and there's a lot of gold in Papakura, and we just need to connect them all in together and create a vibrant, thriving community, which I absolutely believe can happen. And I'm hoping, and this is just a little thing, I'm hoping to create a Papakura youth event team.
Oh, excellent.
To run their own events and do events there, by them, for them, within there.
Definitely. I think with the support of Kura Connect and the community, definitely think that's an awesome idea, and we can get that happening. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to Well With Anahila, I'm having a conversation with Bev Adair, the Kura Connect Planet Youth Project Coordinator, and it's an interesting conversation about our rangatahi, how she will connect with young people. And I'm going to ask a question, because I know that we're always talking about the young people, but the young people need their parents' support in this.
100.
So, Bev, how are we going to involve and engage the parents? And
we need you. Mm-hmm. We need you. Our rangatahi, our tamariki. Parents, you need to be our heroes again, and you can be, and you're a vital part. You cannot isolate young people from their whānau. It's very, we need to, in our culture for us, from our baba to our koro, that's who we are. So we need to go back, embrace culture hugely embrace the culture, and the value you bring to the table. We cannot do anything without you. We need everyone. I am hoping, and my prayer is, that our mums and dad will find their voices again. you're a vital part of seeing the mental health and wellness, and also setting your young person up to win in life. And it's not about external things, it's internal. Mm-hmm. And we need the internal addressed, and that means, do I matter?
Mm,
all the rest of these things are external, and in a day that we live where it's a performance-based option, we need you as parents to realise that you're mothering and you're fathering. And I tell you what's really exciting, and this is a personal thing for me, is to see dads come out to some of our activations, especially the sporting. And even if they've got two left feet, they jump on, and the sheer pride of this young boy I'm thinking of right now, 6 years old, and he said, "Miss, there's my dad."
Yeah.
And I went, mate. And the dad's going, "I've got two left feet. I don't even know how where the ball's meant to go." And I just said, "It doesn't matter. It's really important. Just having you there. I think we have to remember, everybody, the value of your presence, actually. Yeah. And for those that don't have the luxury, I suppose, of having a mum, dad, or koro, or those, they're alone. And, you know, when your mum and dads turn up and you're part of, you know, getting the sausies out, don't underestimate that. Ticking off, are they here? And just their whole sense of well-being when they look across and they see their family there. And let them grow feeling proud that you are there, and if you need to jump on, I mean, this dad I just admired hugely. He did have two left hands, and he did drop the ball, but you know what, to his son, he was his hero, and it gave permission for others who weren't. They thought they had to be the top to be on there, but he actually gave permission for others who were struggling in that field. But I tell you what, the kids had the bestest time. There was more laughter than the ball being thrown around, but there was the sense of well-being, and having koro there, Nan, and there's Bubba running across. And because, you know, with some of our activations going forward, this is where, you know, there was, you know, people just wanted to be, they needed a place, a safe haven. So we bought karaoke, and these kids were getting up and singing away, and singing between the cracks and whatever. But it's not actually, it's about participation in a positive way. But I cannot over express how important having mum and dad, koro, aunties, uncles, just be there, please. I know once we start doing ours, your input, and we are, and particularly for Planet Youth, and you will hear about it, we will call a community meeting where we will explain all of this, and we will hear what you have to say, and we will be joining that with what your young people are saying. And together we'll put a tick, yep, we're going to do that. And if we need education, because our parents need support, and they're good parents. They are good parents. But if you haven't been taught, I know for me and my upbringing, which I never had a mum and dad, or I didn't have that surrounding, so I had to learn with Mr. Google, and thankfully people cared enough to maybe share. But my confidence as a parent, because I hadn't seen anything role modelled that was positive, I had to learn, and I had to get over myself and ask people, how do I do this better, because my kids need me. And if we collectively together look at each other and go, no, we don't have all the answers, but together we can, because for the sake of our rangatahi, we need to find space to have those conversations, very real. And so the parents feel supported, because I'm sorry, children don't come with a book. They don't come with a book. And we need space to take any shame or lacking. I know for me, I felt shame that I wasn't up to the play with everything, but I had to get over myself and go and ask, because I didn't want my children to suffer from my lack of knowledge. So it may be that we have those kind of conversations and just be supportive of each other as parents.
And that's the beauty about Koro Connect, because we've got the services available in the area, like Kotuhituiki, Papakura, running great programs.
Angela, oh my goodness, yes. And we need we need to take what I call the ooky spooky out of this thing and just link arms. The only dumb question is the one we don't ask. And let me tell you, when your young person sees you caring enough to, you know, push the door to find out, they have a sense of pride.
Yeah,
a good pride.
And I think too, as a parent, sometimes people forget that parents are a bit shy as well.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. Oh my goodness, I may not sound like it, but I suffered from that. And also I just got intimidated because everybody seemed smarter and more together than me. They drove a Gucci car and I was walking. And so my lack caused me to withdraw, but I'm thankful that people reached out and gave me space to grow as a human being to do that. And so equally so, when you see a Kia Ora Connect event or activation, like we're starting the basketball coming up in August, come. You be part of making our noise in Papakura louder, a positive louder noise of inclusive, diverse,
and
embracing. Like we had a lady turn up, a Muslim lady with her five children, and I had brought somebody in because, you know, I want to take us back to the street with hip-hop. Oh my goodness, they just got themselves involved. Then they came and did Turbo Touch is absolutely brilliant, brilliant game. Yeah. And anyway, at the end of it, she came up and she was in tears, and nice tears, and she said, thank you. She said, we were lost. We recently lost my husband. They lost their dad. We didn't know where to connect. And they saw it where we were and came in. And they said that they felt welcomed and cared for.
That's fantastic.
And there they come along because it's kind of like a haven for them to trot along and then be part of whatever's happening on those nights, which is awesome.
Thank you, Bev. I'm just aware of our time. We've got 9 minutes left.
Sorry.
But talking about everyday heroes, there was an event at share what happened there.
Oh, that was, it was amazing. We had Adi Jah, Betty and them come along and Bo came across. But the exciting thing for me was, we got some amazing Zumba things happening there in Papakura. Mate, that Zumba thing blew
in Papakura.
Oh, mate.
Heaps to do, loads to do.
And the police and the dogs and for some of the kids, first time ever being on a horse. And I just looked and thought, this is community.
Yeah, definitely.
Shining community. Thank you for the local board. In fact, it's more thank you to Papakura. The parents and the families turned out, and I'm just so grateful that got these people in there that got them behind and made it free. Affordable, accessible, and it provided once again an environment where our families could actually thrive and have a good day without it hurting their pocket. And I think we wanted them to realise how much we value them. And not only them, but the, I guess, the essential services. The police.
Definitely,
the
yes.
police, the, what do you call those, St John's, and the fire brigade. And, wow, because I was new to all of that side, I was blown away from the commitment and the sheer heart of the people in Papakura.
So, Bev, you spoke about you've been to 12 countries.
Yes.
What's the highlights, differences that you've seen in Papakura compared to those countries?
Well, I came home, from those countries to realise that wherever you are in the world, we're facing the same thing. We're facing the same. It is about the breakdown of family and values. And even though, being like in Japan, I was in Argentina and Brazil, France, Germany, and in London. And, okay, they might be all different faces. And then I was up in Utah heading up the youth division of 800 youth from around the world and gathering and listening to them. And I actually took two young people up with me for their professional development because I wanted them to be exposed to the rest of the world and both young Polynesian people who I see as leaders in this nation. And and it's the same thing. There's no difference. So, the thing that I see that's quite unique, and especially in Papakura in the time that I've been there and the people I've had the privilege of meeting with, is the embrace of our culture and realising that our Polynesian and Māori culture New Zealand culture, but in particular for me, Māori culture and Polynesian culture is very unique.
It is unique.
And having been, I looked after the Indigenous side for the global leadership family division, and had the privilege of meeting people from all around the world facilitating that particular one. And it came back exactly the same. And I guess I came home really proud to be a New Zealander. But what I am seeing in Papakura High, you could place that anywhere in the world. I think the bigger picture is that that young person sitting in the classroom in Papakura High is facing the same as in South Africa, Venezuela, Hungary, France, the same issues. Do I matter? Where's my family? Education? Where am I going to live? And then the issues of the world. And so I think that is, I guess that would be, but I was very proud to be a New Zealander and a Māori New Zealander on those platforms.
Well, thank you, Bev. We've almost run out of time. And part of Well With Anahilo is that we share, I ask guests to share what they do for well-being. So in our last 3 minutes that we've got left, could you share with us what you do for well-being?
Oh, count my blessings. My own personal story didn't set me up to win in life, but I've learned to be thankful, to forgive, because it actually, to forgive is to release yourself, to release yourself. And for mental health and well-being is to step back. I have diarised most of my days because I need to get it out, but I've learned to learn to respond to life and not react to it. But forgiveness and being grateful and being thankful is, I need to always remind myself that I was in a wheelchair for several years, that I'm grateful I'm walking, I'm grateful that I live in this country, I'm grateful that I get to do what I love. The rest of it I trust God with and trust Him to make pathways where at times I can't see a way forward, but He's never let me down with opening a door that needs to be open. But I've had to face myself, and one of my main messages to rangatahi and to anybody really is always remember it's the man in the mirror that pays the price for your choice of what you do. No one else does, unfortunately. So we need each other to help us to respond to life and to make sense of it so that you live your best life.
Oh, kia ora, Bev. Thank you so much for sharing. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Bev Adair. So she's the Kura Connector Planet Youth Project Coordinator, and she's just shared some insights into how she deals with the world today. And I think it's fantastic that we do have people like Bev who's going to be working with young people, rangatahi in the area, as part of the Kura Connect project. And parents, if you're a bit shy, I can tell you, and in terms of hearing our conversation with Bev now, it's quite easy. Just send an email to Bev, which is at Bev, B-E-V, at BevAdair, A-D-A-I-R, .org. O-R-G. Or you can just send me an email, anahila at parliament.govt.nz, and we will connect you with Bev. We look forward, Bev. All the best to Planet Youth. We'll definitely have you back to share what's happening, but we look forward to seeing the successes of our young people, and thank you so much for acknowledging Papakura High School definitely is doing great things in Papakura, and
And can I just honour you? I honour you for standing true to who you are, a woman of worth. We don't have a lot of conversations, but your presence is definitely there, and I admire your heart.
Oh, thank you.
So I just want to honour you because you're a leader that's stepping up, and the people of Papakura actually matter to you, and that's obvious. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, Bev. I really look forward to us working together on Planet Youth for Rangatahi in Papakura.
Yay.
And that was Well With Anahila. Have a awesome, a warm winter, and stay safe. Ka kite anō.